The US death toll from the coronavirus pandemic has almost doubled in the past 3 days. There are 190,000 confirmed cases in the United States, and almost 4,000 people have died. President Donald Trump has warned Americans of a painful 2 weeks ahead, with White House health officials modelling an enormous jump in virus-related deaths, even with strict social distancing measures. The modelling shows there could be anywhere between 100,000 to 240,000 deaths in the country. Add to that the Dow Jones, it's tumbled more than 700 points as investors flee to safe haven assets. Let's go now to Washington to our correspondent Simon Marks. Hi there, Simon.
Hello, Susie.
So the president's saying, America, you've got to be braced.
Yes, and those numbers that the White House has put out of between 100,000 and 240,000 deaths in the US, those are the best case scenario. And President Trump's public health advisors at the White House last night were at pains to emphasize that that model hinges on Americans from coast to coast embracing the guidelines that have been put into place and the lockdowns, the stay-at-home orders in those states where those have also been imposed. And the problem that the country faces is that Americans are not embracing the guidelines in that sort of best case scenario, which is why within the last hour, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, of course, absolutely at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak here, 1,096 of the just over 4,000 deaths in the U.S. have occurred in New York City. He has just announced that he's going to close all playgrounds in New York City because he says younger people in Manhattan are simply not obeying the social distancing guidelines. He's also warning that the models predicting the peak of infections over the next couple of weeks in New York may not be accurate, that the peak of infections may still be 5 or 6 weeks away, according to other models that have been gathered. Here's how he described the battle that lies ahead.
See that curve? You see a curve? I see a mountain. The next battle will happen at the top of that mountain. That's where it is going to be joined. And that's where the enemy either overwhelms our healthcare system or we are able to handle the onslaught of the enemy at the top of that mountain. And that's what we're planning for every day.
He says he doesn't even like looking at the worst case models because the scenarios they portray would absolutely, totally overwhelm New York's healthcare system. And he issued a very clear warning, Susie, to governors and mayors all over the United States. He told them not to rest on their laurels. He said they should look at New York today and realize that it's their city, their state tomorrow.
And how does this all work with the American healthcare system anyway, Simon? I mean, the impression that certainly we get overseas is that you don't get treated if you haven't got insurance. What's happening with that regarding coronavirus?
Well, you do get treated. You just get treated in public hospitals and community healthcare facilities because the American healthcare system, as you know, is primarily designed along private lines. There are private hospitals for people with private health insurance. In other words, people who can afford to pay, whether they're paying or whether their health insurance company is paying. And it is a two-tier system. The poor and the indigent rely upon those facilities that do exist in every city and every town for those people without access to the kind of money necessary to pay for top flight care here. But as a result, you're not getting top flight care. And Governor Cuomo has been very outspoken about this in New York over the last couple of days, saying, I'm no longer interested in the distinction between private and public healthcare facilities. They all absolutely have to work together. But that distinction definitely has dogged America's response to this. And it's highly likely that you're going to see a disproportionate number, disproportionately large number of infections affecting those people without the resources necessary to buy their way into the private healthcare system here.
And just briefly, Simon, the stocks are heading south again. What are the jitters about today?
I think the jitters today are about everything. I mean, just look at the numbers, Susie. 240,000 possible deaths here in the United States. Putting that into historical perspective, and that's the best case scenario, one of the best case scenarios, that is more than the total number of US troop losses during World War II. No wonder the markets are nervous.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the update. From Washington, our correspondent Simon Marks.